Two leading cancer research organizations are calling for stricter regulation of electronic cigarettes, and it's prompted local health experts to echo those concerns. The two research organizations released a list of recommendations, which ranged from making health warnings mandatory to requiring the Food and Drug Administration to review e-cigarette products. It also called for a ban on all e-cig marketing and advertising specifically aimed at youth, something Wills has been carefully studying.
My first reaction was, these are like heavyweight organizations. These are the basic cancer researchers.
Thomas Wills is the interim director of the University of Hawaii Cancer Center's Prevention and Control Program. The announcement comes on the heels of a recent study Wills published in the journal Pediatrics. It showed local youth are three times more likely to use e-cigarettes than teens on the mainland.
And for me to hear them coming out with proposals like this means that other people now are paying attention to the evidence that's accumulating about e-cigarettes and whether they're a blessing or whether they're a risk.
The two research organizations released a list of recommendations, which ranged from making health warnings mandatory to requiring the Food and Drug Administration to review e-cigarette products. It also called for a ban on all e-cig marketing and advertising specifically aimed at youth, something Wills has been carefully studying.
It's real clear that advertising has a significant impact on adolescent behavior. When you look at the e-cigarette ads, they have images of really cool, attractive people, you know, using blues and enjoys, and it's a subtle message, but I would bet some personal money that it's a message that has an impact.
But while Wills agrees there should be federal and state regulations, he says the real need is for more research to back them up. Molly Solomon for HPR News.